When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen, this is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen.
Hey everybody, this is Never Seen It. I'm your host Kyle Ayers. This is the podcast where comedians rewrite famous movies they've never seen before. Today I thought it would be fun to revisit some spooky horror, thriller, Halloween-y, I don't think Halloween-y is a word. Anyways, Halloween-ish type of scripts from the past as we get here into October. So I put together three of my favorite scripts from the past episodes of the show. And on top of that, I added in some music, some sound effects, some cues, wrote some little themes, just had some fun with it. So sort of amped up the audio and put together these three scripts. We have three today that we have. Our Dave Ross and Hampton Yunt have never seen Human Centipede. We have Patrick Kottner and Connor Ratliff have never seen Supernatural. And we have Henry Zebrowski has never seen Little House on the Prairie. They're all wonderful, just the best time. I will say Henry's script was recorded remotely. We had some tech issues, so there's a little bit of an echo, but that's okay because the script is absolutely chaos. And so, you know, I hope you enjoy them. It is early, but our Secret Santa is coming up. It is the Never Seen It Secret Santa, where you receive a gift referencing a movie you've never seen, and the gift would make sense if you'd seen it. Trust me, this is number 4 gift protocol. So if you want to sign up for that, go to neverseenitshow.com, and there will be a link there. It's just neverseenitshow.com. Basically, all you have to do for the Secret Santa is tell us a few movies you've never seen, and then we will pair you up, and you will send someone a gift based on a movie they've never seen, and you will receive a gift based on a movie you have never seen. And once again, that's just at neverseenitshow.com. I'm typing that link in right now just to make sure it works because, yeah, there we go. It just takes you to Linktree so you can do it. And sign up. We'll have signups for about 5 weeks and then we'll pair everybody up in early November. Yeah, but that should be it. Our Secret Santa is coming up. You know, find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kyle Ayers. I'm at Kyle Ayers, wherever. At Never Seen It Show, wherever. I'm actually going to be posting a cartoon of Dave and Hampton's script on Instagram for Never Seen It Show there as well. Please enjoy all a little romp down memory lane. This is some Halloween scripts revisited. Enjoy. Oh, and I will give this one caveat. You may notice there's a lack of Amy Miller on here, despite Amy being in every Halloween episode, or at least a Halloween episode every year of the show. Amy is not here because she's going to be back once again rewriting another horror movie she hasn't seen, and she will be back in a couple weeks. So I didn't want to spoil her by having her in this one, and then she comes up again in a couple weeks. So there's a reason Amy's not here, even though she's in our show's Halloween themed episodes every single year. She's got one coming up, just like always. Enjoy. And getting right into our first one is Dave Ross and Hampton Yount have never seen Human Centipede. And this one is way back from April 2018, which I'm not going to do the math, but it's probably at least a year ago. And Dave is here. Hampton is here. We are joined as well by Blair Saki. She is incredibly funny, and we just have a really good time. Dave and Hampton have never seen Human Centipede, but they rewrote it. And the two of them, Blair and I, read their script. Enjoy the first script. So you want to give us a breakdown of who's going to be doing what here in the scene so they can follow it?
No. I'm just joking.
It's three people are strapped to gurneys.
Sure.
And those characters are called Hot Girl, Cool Girl, and Dumb Boy.
Right.
I'm Dumb Boy. I don't know who's the other two.
Which one do you want to be?
Be careful what you choose.
Blair, would you describe yourself more as a hot girl or a cool girl?
Oh, man. Be cool about it, though.
Yeah. No, look.
Stop being so fucking hot about this.
I self-identify. identify as fucking soul hot.
Okay. Well, you're the hot girl then.
That's right, bitch.
And then Kyle is the cool girl. And after a little bit of time, the creepy German doctor will come in, and that's Hampton.
And I'll do the stage directions.
And in this version of it, the creepy German doctor has a xylophone.
Yeah, I guess. Like, they get to provide dramatic music every now
implicit.
And then.
Also, the dumb boy has a tambourine.
Right. It's Jacob Dylan.
Yeah. My character's name is One Headlight.
His name, I have literally never heard of any of these songs that you guys are talking about. I don't have zero recollection of one song title.
Now, that's what Blair calls music.
No, that's what Blair calls
all songs that Blair's never heard.
That's what Blair calls shit, volume 3.
What's so weird is that everything Blair said so far is in the script. Yeah.
That's one hot girl.
That hot girl doesn't know music.
Damn, that hot girl's not cool. Okay. All right. Human centipede. Interior. Creepy underground classroom. Night, probably. Three hot young millennials, dumb boy, hot girl, and cool girl, each lay asleep in a gurney they're handcuffed to. They wake up super freaked out.
Whoa, where am I?
We, where are we?
Oh, shit, who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Dave.
I'm Amanda.
Oh my god, my name's Amanda.
Enter the creepy German doctor wearing a lab coat and looking super creepy. He stands at a whiteboard and there's really weird drawings of people's bodies on it.
Hello, I am Dr. Disgusting. Welcome to my lair.
Oh, fuck, we're in a lair?
Why did you handcuff us? I can't even pee. I always need to pee.
Silence! You are about to embark on the greatest journey of any person ever!
Whoa, cool! But how long is it gonna take? I have to work tomorrow.
What does that mean? Can you call my dad? Also, how did I get... Oh,
it's
that's
four
the wrong
four
page.
Front page. Front and back here.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Pretend. Oh, front and back.
Wait. Oh.
Front and back!
Okay.
All right, hit dumb boy again.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, cool! How long is it gonna take, though? I have to work tomorrow.
Silence! Today marks the beginning of my most scary and amazing project to date, the Human Centipede!
Hot girl and cool girl burst out crying. They're scream crying.
I don't want to be a centipede!
Centipedes are gross!
Fuck yes, centipedes rule!
Silence! I haven't even explained the project to you yet. I've had other projects fail. Bird Ranchula. Part bird, part tarantula. Horsecopter. Part horse, part helicopter. And corn dog. Part corn, part hot dog.
Ooh, can I be that one? Corn dogs are fucking dope.
Silence! You will never be a corn dog.
No, what are we doing here? Please tell us. Is this about my dad?
Are we really going to become centipedes? That's so weird.
Silence! You all become one centipede.
Dude, fuck yeah. I love sharing.
What does that mean? Can you call my dad? Also, how did I get here? I was just at a party with Chad. Oh, and Brad, and then Thad was there, and Dad, and then I woke up here. Are they here too? Like in another room. Are they gonna be in the centipede?
I'm way too cool to be a centipede. If I'm a centipede, there's no way I'll be prom queen. Also, you know Chad? I love Chad.
I don't know. I'm pretty stoked about this. Centipede prom queen? That'd be fucking tight.
Can I at least be a butterfly or like a rainbow fish?
Yeah, can you make me a scorpion? I feel like if you're gonna change me, I should at least have a say in what I'm changing to, right?
Silence! You have no choice! This isn't TRL for bugs! You're gonna be a centipede!
But I really, really don't want to be a centipede. I just really don't like it.
Yeah, please make me something cool like a raccoon or a beaver. I mean, honestly... If I could pick, I'd want to stay myself, but it seems like you're pretty dead set on changing us.
Honestly, though, you guys are going to love being a centipede.
How would you know that?
I don't know. I just watched centipedes a lot when I was a kid, and they were super cool.
How are they cool, though?
One time I saw a bunch of centipedes gang up and eat a whole fucking dog.
That That's not cool.
That's so not cool.
Silence! I make the decisions around here. This is Dr. Disgusting's Barfatorium, not Amanda and Amanda's We Get to Pick Stuff place. And you, boy, you're not supposed to like this. You should hate it. This will all be bad for you.
I don't think so, dude. Being a human has pretty much entirely sucked so far. Plus, now I'm going to have 1,000 dicks.
Silence! Centipedes don't have 1,000 dicks. They just have one dick.
Yeah, but with 1,000 arms to jerk it off with.
Silence! No! You don't understand what I'm even doing. I'm going to explain it to you.
Dude, if I'm not going to have 1,000 dicks or 1,000 jerk-off arms, I don't want to be a centipede.
Okay, good. Yes, that's exactly it. You're getting it. Okay, my boy, you see what I'm doing?
He gestures to the whiteboard.
As you can see, here on my drawings, I will be gluing your mouths to each other's butts.
Ah, no!
What? But my dad owns a dealership.
That's totally not a centipede at all.
Yes, it is. You will be a centipede that eats each other's shit and walks around on the floor. And I'm going to take photos of it and put it on my Instagram.
Yeah, that checks out. A centipede is just 1,000 beetles that eat each other's shit. I saw that on Cosmos.
Shut up! No, it's not. I'm just fucked up. I'm evil and I want to torture people in a creative way. Actually, after we do this, if you could share it on your social media, that'd be great, because I don't have time for a day job, and I don't have a lot coming in on my Patreon right now.
For sure, dude. I was going to do that anyway.
What? You're going to glue my mouth to her butt? Then you want me to put it on Twitter?
No! I'm going to glue your mouth to his butt, and then I'm going to glue her mouth to your butt. So you're going to eat his shit, and she's going to eat your shit, and then she's going to poop out everyone's shit. And then you'll have, like, a shitload of arms and legs and be one big thing. See? It's genius.
That's not even a centipede. That's like a totem pole. It's like a human totem pole.
No, we're sticking with centipede. I have, like, 30 files named human centipede on my laptop, and I patented it.
Wait, I don't get to have my mouth on someone's butt? That fucking sucks, dude. That's, like, 3 reasons I don't want to do this now.
You know what? You all blew this for me. I was really, really excited, because I thought you would be really scared and just cry and stuff, but you're all being huge douchebags about this, and I'm not even excited anymore. I'm going to give you some heroin.
He walks out and keeps talking.
And maybe, if I feel up to it this weekend, I'll glue your mouths to your and your butts together. But honestly, I don't even know if I'm into it anymore.
Dude, fuck yes! Heroin! Back in!
Can you please call my dad?
No!
And scene.
Oh, man, that was fun.
That's fun.
That was super fun. I like the creepy music. That was
I
great.
Really like the writing.
Thank you, Blair.
You're welcome.
I don't think you're that far off.
Yeah. There had to be at least one of the characters that liked it, you know? At least one of them had to want to be there.
With that many, especially in the one where there's 12 people, that's just a numbers game. Someone's
totally.
Going to like being one of the parts of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, eventually someone's going to. It's just going to be a centipede of all people who like it.
Yeah.
Right. And then that's actually
he's just going to keep trying.
That's how Mad Men ended, is Don Draper had the epiphany for that idea.
I like the life of the party in the centipede, the one guy in the middle who's just like dancing. And he's like really having a good time.
So can you stop beatboxing when you're in the middle?
He's rubbing his stomach the whole time.
Trying to like make everyone laugh a little bit. Oh, is it coming my way? Coming to old Jerry.
Yeah, we tackled it.
Yeah, man.
We basically tackled it.
That was the whole movie.
I'll write any movie.
That's nice. So
we should shoot that.
You should shoot me.
You should shoot face.
I should shoot
myself.
He was pointing at himself when he said we should shoot
that.
We
should shoot this.
It doesn't play on the podcast. Yeah. You guys mind if I shoot this real quick?
Oh, boy.
Non-union, just for exposure.
Just for exposure.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks for coming out.
DJ,
explosion.
DJ.
I thought you said edgy.
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 Edgy comedian.
Once again, that was Dave and Hampton. They've never seen Human Centipede. Our second reminiscing down Halloween Lane. That didn't make any sense. Our next one here, Patrick Kottner and Connor Ratliff have never seen Supernatural. We talk a little bit about what they think it is at the top. You know, Patrick and Connor, George Lucas talk show. Connor has his podcast, Dead Eyes. This script was very fun. We recorded this one back in November of 2021. So enjoy this. Connor and Patrick's rewriting of Supernatural, including a What We Know page up top.
Now, we should, someone should read the What We Know section from the beginning just to set the scene, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Okay, great. So we wrote What We Know down. I'll let Connor read what he wrote down first.
Okay. So this is what I knew or know as of this point. Supernatural is about two brothers, and I think one of them has supernatural abilities and the other one doesn't. They realize that there are secrets about their family. Parents, specifically, whether they have other siblings is a mystery. Their parents were involved in something supernatural. They were secretly involved in a government thing that tapped into supernatural forces. It's basically like Numb Threers in that one of the brothers is special. The one with the powers grew up being the weird brother. And they've never been close. But now as adults, the supernatural brother seeks out the help from the other brother, who's a cop. Their father made a deal with the devil. They're twins. And one of them was going to die and made a deal with the devil that made one of them supernatural. So that's what I think I knew about the show.
Which is, you know, that's a lot. It feels like you have a good sense of what the show is. I sort of have a general idea of how the show goes, mm-hmm. but I feel like I don't know a lot of the specifics. I knew there were two brothers. I think one of them was named Sam, and I couldn't remember the other one, so I just wrote down something. Was the name of the other one? Sam and something?
Sure.
They have a car that's a big deal on the show. The fans love the car. In my brain, it looks like the car from the Evil Dead movies. It's sort of like a tan, you know, 70s or 80s, like, kind of a cool kid car from the 70s,
like
whatever.
One of those cars that is way too long to only be two doors.
Yes, exactly. I think they're demon hunters, or they go hunt demons, something. They hunt supernatural beings, something like that. I know the devil is a character. I know their dad is a character. I think it's a lot like the X-Files, where they'll do like a monster of the week and split it with like mythology episodes throughout. So some of the episodes are like an overarching thing. And I also know that in one of the later seasons, they get sucked into the TV and are part of a Scooby-Doo episode.
No way. That's actually pretty tight.
Yes, they're part of an animated Scooby-Doo episode. Tight.
That would be, a fun thing to be. You just watch only that episode and then talk about this with people who love the show. And I bet that's the episode they like resent. Because it breaks the form and it's the one everyone wants to talk about. And you want to be like, I love the episode with Frank Grimes. It's the only episode of The Simpsons I've ever seen. And people are like, well, you know, that episode couldn't exist without the, like, no, I understand that. I just want you upset.
I get it.
Yeah.
But it also feels like when people work on a TV show for that long, it also feels like it's kind of a reward for like, you stuck it out. We're going to do a Scooby-Doo episode.
Oh,
like,
it feels
like it's kind of an exciting treat. That
for
many
sure.
seasons in to be able like, hey, we're going to do this one. That's kind of fun. A little change from the ordinary.
Yeah, I brought in some donuts.
Yeah. I'm sure it's also nice for the crew because the majority of them don't have to work that week because it's animated.
Well, that was the thing. Yeah. This was that episode was pre-union, so they made him still come in and hold all the stuff, which was a little unfortunate.
Sure. They Fantastic Mr. Foxed it. They had to film it all.
They did. It was about as laborious as you possibly could.
They made some of them hold up cells. They made some hold up cells, even though that wasn't the kind of animation they were doing at that point. But they were like holding pieces of celluloid still.
They made 60 non-union people per second hold up individual cells, and one person ran by them with the camera to make it look like the illusion of a moving
They brought in a multi-plane camera. Didn't use it. They just made them like loaded into the room.
Whole thing sponsored by Red. That was very nice of them. Whole thing sponsored by the movie
Red. Thank you,
Red.
Yeah. Thank you.
But great. I feel good. I think we have a good grasp. Let's go ahead and this is about as quickly as we've ever jumped into a location in the history of the show.
Yep. Now, also, I want to be clear. We decided we were not going to do the pilot. We were not doing, you know, the season finale. We're just doing an episode in the middle.
Just season 11, episode 2.
Yeah.
But a significant episode, like an episode that is like a turning point in the series. That's so, what I thought.
So maybe like
was
a penultimate episode of a season.
Yeah. I think it could also be episode 2 because it's sort of like setting the scene for like things are going to be different in season 14.
Sure. Our feet are back. We're in the season again, but here's where the direction it's going to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. You ready, guys?
Well, this would be great if it was a half page script.
Interior hell. That's how we're starting. Sam and something Ghostington are in hell. They've tracked the devil to his headquarters. They have their injured dad with them. His name is Sam Sr. He got zapped on the way in trying to close the portal as they were going into hell. He's dying and the devil fucking loves it. The devil is played by Richard Kind.
Well, well, well. If this isn't a pretty picture, I couldn't have written this better if I banged it on my typewriter.
Leave them out of this. They're innocent.
We want answers, and we want you to save our dad.
We want the truth. The devil tisk-tisks.
The truth is a messy business. I don't know if you boys are ready for the hard stuff.
He gestures over to a liquor cabinet, and all the bottles in there are labeled with things like truth, the real stuff, and what really happened.
Maybe we start with a glass of lemonade.
Four glasses of lemonade magically appear. The devil glugs his in one shot.
Ooh, that's cold.
Sam Sr. looks towards Sam and something.
Leave me here. Leave me here. Get out. This is where I belong. Please.
No, Dad. How do you know this guy?
It's funny. You've got to tell us. We're running out of time.
Oh, you want to hear the story? Because I have all the time in the world.
The devil points up to a giant clock that has an infinite amount of numbers on it. He leans in and whispers to the boys.
It's a Timex. I had it made special. They owed me a favor.
Sam Sr. has a chest pain and screams in agony.
Well, let's get to it then. Do you want to start or should I? Okay, fine. I guess it'll be me. How old are you boys? I'm guessing this was 3 or 4 decades ago. Your father came to me. Your mother was giving birth to you, and it wasn't going so well. I wanted to do what I could to help. I'm a nice guy. So I said, what can I do? What can I do? And he said, just let my sons live. I said, I can do that. He was thrilled. So we dotted a few I's and crossed a few T's, and here we are.
Dad, you made a deal with the devil?
Oh, everyone makes it sound so nasty. What's wrong with that? Everyone makes deals, but when I do it, everyone acts like I'm the devil. I mean, I am, but it still hurts.
What were the conditions of the deal?
Oh, it's very basic. A standard quid pro quo. I save the lives of his 2 baby boys, and in exchange, I get to tinker with one of them.
Tinker?
I get to modify one of them to my specifications.
The devil starts gesturing back and forth between the 2 boys with his pitchfork.
Now, can you guess which one did I tinker with?
The devil's pitchfork lands on something.
There is no prize. This is a freebie.
Sam lunges at the devil. You son of a bitch! The devil jumps back and freezes Sam so Sam can't move.
Hey, hey, hey! That's not a nice way of saying thank you for saving your baby brother's life. Don't you know what I've done for you?
What did you do to me?
I made you possible. I made you special. In a way, I don't want to get into the science of it because I hate science. Ooh, I hate science. But the cleanest way I can explain this to you is that you have a mother and you have a father. But you also have a third thing, a third parent. Without that third parent, you wouldn't exist. You'd be a tiny little baby corpse. And when I made you, I loved you so much that our connection was so strong. It opened up a special passageway in the universe so that I could come visit you. That's how strong our bond was. But it also meant that any of my friends could come visit you too. And it also meant that I could use it whenever I had an errand to run in the mortal world, just going back and forth, picking up things I needed. don't know if you've ever had a commute on the River Styx, but it's a nightmare. It takes forever. It smells bad. It makes you think twice about taking the trip in the first place. So it's made the last few decades so incredibly convenient. Also, and this is true, we don't get any internet down here. So whenever I want to go online, boop, 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 gotta go up. That's true for everyone here. If you want to go on the internet, gotta get to the regular world. Demons, goblins, ghouls, everybody.
Sam is gradually becoming unfrozen, turns back to Sam Sr. What have you done? They notice that Sam Sr. is getting younger and healthier looking.
What's happening to him?
He's healing him. Sam turns back to the devil. We didn't make a deal with you.
Oh, no, no, I know. I didn't expect you boys would make a deal with me today. I get it. This is a lot to take
Wait,
in.
Can I hang on, Connor? Yeah. Connor, can I take that? Can I take that line again? Sure. I put the emphasis on the wrong word.
I know.
So I want to make sure it makes sense. Okay, here we go. We didn't make a deal with you.
Oh, no, no, I know. I didn't expect you boys would make a deal with me today. I get it. This is a lot to take in. But it was very nice meeting you, especially you something.
Something is staring at Sam Sr. as if he's realizing something.
I feel different. I feel good.
Sam turns to the devil. Why did you say that?
Because he's staying here.
Let's retake that Sam line. Why did you do that?
Okay.
He turns to the devil. He's asking what, right?
Why did you do that?
Because he's staying here.
Oh, my son. He's so bright. Yeah, your dad's dead, and he lives here now. You guys can feel free to look around. I hope you'll come back someday. But unless there's something else, I think we all got what we wanted today, didn't we? Now, if you'll forgive me, I have to make use of the facility. Sorry. Now, if you'll forgive me, I have to make use of the facilities. You know something? That book is right. Everybody poops.
Sam and something turn back to Sam Sr. He now looks like he's 300 years old. He's shivering and quaking. They move in and start to go in for a hug. As they get close, he bursts into flames and starts screaming an ungodly scream. They back up and the flames disappear. He's whimpering in pain. They realize they can never get close to him again. It's time to leave him here. What are we supposed to do? We can't just leave him here. Something turns away. Tears are streaming down his face.
He made his choice.
Interior, cool vehicle. Sam and something are sitting in the front seat, shell-shocked. We shouldn't have gone down there.
You're probably right.
I don't know what we're supposed to do now.
I think we should just keep doing what we've always done. I think it might be more important now than ever, because now we know why we're doing it. Our dad made this mess, and it's always been our job to clean it up. I still don't know what's wrong with me, but at least I know why.
I love you. Something nods as if to say I love you too, but he doesn't say it back. At this point, Scooby-Doo pops his head up in the back seat. Ruh-roh, he didn't say I ruv-ru back. Rockward.
Rockward.
Interior hell. The devil is watching the same scene we just watched. The scene is fully edited and lit as if he's watching a TV show.
Ah, how beautiful. Two brothers. And you know they love each other, but one of them has a harder time saying it. You love to see it. Maybe someday they'll be more open with their feelings.
Camera pulls back to reveal Sam Sr. He looks to be in the prime of his life. He's wearing a James Bond-style tuxedo.
You think they bought it?
I know my boys. They bought every minute of it.
Good! Because now it's time for Operation Supernatural!
To himself.
Huh. That's a good title.
He pulls out a big microphone as he presses a big button.
Hey, Morty! Release the big one!
Cut to black. Executive producers Eric Kripke, Robert Singer, and Mick G. Oh, boy.
That was Patrick and Connor and myself remotely over Zoom back in 2021. And our final one here is Henry Zebrowski has never seen Little House on the Prairie. Henry, who is completely unhinged, pretty much in everything, is that in this as well. You may remember Henry's Mary Poppins script in addition to this. We are joined by Anna Gilchrist and Todd Sklar. So Anna, Todd, and I try and do Henry's script some justice, and I put a lot of work and had some fun putting the sounds together for this one. Once again, we were remote, had some tech issues, but put it together. Just a little echo, but it should not be distracting. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Henry Zebrowski has never seen Little House on the Prairie. Hey folks, Kyle here. Thank you for listening. Just taking another quick second out here and add on my own show. Figure this is a good time to remind everyone of these shows I got coming up. I'm in Eureka, California. I'm in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and Oakland, California, all starting actually next week. Basically some dates in there. May 16th in Eureka, 18th in Portland, May 23rd in Seattle, and May 25th in Oakland. Doing my show Hard to Say, this comedy show I'm working on about living with trigeminal neuralgia. I've gone on enough about it on here. I really had a lot of fun out in Colorado last month, and people came out from the shows, and it's the best. Seeing people out at shows who like the podcast is just the best, and developing this show about the very odd and difficult thing I'm going through has been a pleasure that is unexpected and makes me very happy, and I'm very proud of the show. Like I said, I've got those dates coming up, kyleayers.com/shows. Please grab tickets now. Grab them while you're listening to this. Send it to a friend. Tell them to come out. Seattle, Portland, Eureka, Oakland. I would love for tickets to get moving a little bit. And so would the venues that are emailing me. And it's going to be a really good time. I hope to see you out. Thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying the episode. Once again, kyleayers.com/shows. Y'all are the best. Thank you. The absolute the best.
I don't know what this fucking show is.
It's just everyone gets sick. Each week, there's a young kid who's sick.
Here's an alternative title. No
Wait,
Brother,
I thought they
Where
built
Art
like
Thou?
Like a log cabin.
Maybe they did. That sounds, sure.
Technically, I think they were religious extremists.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Exciting.
If you view it now, you might view them as a religious extremist.
There's absolutely no one I've ever had on this podcast who has seen this.
No,
I feel like I just think about I think
wait,
about
wait,
cavities
maybe
when
Leonard
I just hear
Maltin.
The name.
Like if I had to pick one person who's, it might just be Leonard Maltin, and this might have been what he skipped.
That's very likely.
All right, so Anna, do you want to read the? We've got. Do you want to read the twins?
Sure.
And
go.
Rita.
Oh God. Sorry.
Todd, do corn.
Cool.
Just corn and wheat.
Cool.
Be corn and wheat. And then Kyle should be Michael Landon, unless you want to be Michael Landon, Todd.
Oh, I in my wildest dreams, I can't pull off Michael Landon.
I guess Kyle will be
Michael
Landon.
I don't know who that is.
I'm much
so
more
of a
corn stock.
I know who Michael Landon
He's
was
hot.
Because of my mother's sexual predilection for him.
Him and Tom and Selleck. That's moms love Tom Selleck and Michael Landon. That was like it.
My mom used to just be like, oh, he's just...
I love that, like, everyone's parents just like whatever actors were quiet.
Yeah. Because my father, all he did was scream.
Yeah, it's just us running around being loud in our fucking, that's really interesting. That is a thing.
All right, should we start?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Henry, you said twins. I'm just doing twins.
Twins and Rita.
Twins and Rita. Okay, great.
Boy,
great.
We almost hit a snag there.
Got it.
All right, here we go. Exterior. A little house on the prairie. We see a pretty house with hand-sewn curtains amidst a field of corn. Miles and miles and miles of corn. And other farm plants. There's big farm plants. You could be driving on the highway half a mile from this house and you wouldn't see it. Maybe you shouldn't see it. Maybe this little house contains secrets that shouldn't escape past the corn. A milkman pulls up in an old jalopy all jangly with milks. He's covered in road dust. He walks up to the house with his jug cart and knocks on the door of the house. Got your jugs for ya. Hot milk from Sunny Day Farms. The door swings open on its own. Two identical blonde twins emerge.
Why are you knocking, stranger?
I'm new to the route, and I'm here to bring you your hot, fresh jugs for your milk needs. Then I can pick up your oats and bring them down to the market. I'm new to the route.
No one never comes knocking no more ever since Pa went into the corn.
That's a shame to hear, children, because there's nothing I love more than meeting a father on my roof. Can your mother come to the door and can I empty these jugs into your milk vat?
Ma went to the corn and never came back.
Well, that's a bone-chilling thing to say, little children. There are whispers from the corn.
Go away from here. Go away.
Wait, wait. Who's that a-talking?
Beware the little house on the prairie. Beware.
I'm trying to do some ambient whispers. Sorry to interrupt. I'm trying to do some whispers. Okay.
Don't listen to the corn. Corn is all mad because it ain't wheat.
The wheat also begins to whisper.
The corn can suck your dicks. Stay, new milkman, stay. Become sustenance for the prairie.
I can only handle about 5 more minutes of this creepitude before I go back to my jalopy and bajunkle on down back to Sunny Day Farms, where I can pet my cows and have sex with a man I made out of flour bags. A hungry-looking older child, Rita, comes out of the corn.
Out here, we call that being farm gay.
Oh, good. It's a less spooky child. Tell
you
me.
Get your... Sorry. Oh. Wait, go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to pause. Do I have an updated script or an old script?
I think Henry might have a different version of the script than we do.
I have a different script, and I'm trying my best. But
Really?
I was excited. Yeah. I thought you were ad-libbing and just adding on to this, and I was loving it.
Oh, my God.
I actually did edit this.
Oh, can you send this to me? Send me, Kyle.
I think I sent it on the last one. Do you want to send us yours, or which one do you think is most updated? Probably the one from the show.
Definitely whatever you have, because that's what I sent to the show,
okay.
I believe.
So it should be on the email with the, that's incredible.
Here we go.
I was having fun where we were all just feeling it out. We were all just jiving.
Yeah. I thought
he's gone fucking nuts.
I was loving it.
Yeah, I really thought you were just going
off. I cut all of this down. Oh, yeah, yeah, this is actually makes more sense. This was a rough draft as I was reading from. Look at this. Yeah, this makes so much more sense.
All right. I say we take it from I can only handle about 5 more minutes, the milkman.
That was the best.
We're all just sitting here like, okay, Henry's got to just kind of really improvising the milkman lines.
I don't know why he's doing that.
I was so impressed.
No, I'm sorry.
I was so impressed. I so wanted to be able to live up to that level of into it. Like,
no, I'm so sorry.
Awesome. Wow.
I'll take it back. All right, now this is scripted. This is scripted. I can only handle about 5 more minutes of this creepitude before I have to go back to my jalopy and bajunkle on back to Sunny Day Farms, where I can pet my cows and have sex with the man I made out of flour bags. A hungry-looking older child, Rita, ambles out of the house. She smokes a cigarette and looks haunted.
Out here, we call that being farm gay.
Oh, good. A less spooky child.
You get back on that jalopy, old man. You bajunkle on back down to wherever you came from and give nary no mind to this here little house on the prairie.
Listen to Rita. She knows.
A crow caws into a night of infinite eerie majesty.
I didn't ask for your goddamn support.
You're being a real bitch, Rita.
Get out of here, milkman, for your own good. Leave those engorged jugs, though. We haven't had cow's milk in years. Now we drink the blood of the strange men that come through the fields.
I'm gonna get the hell out of here. A man's voice yells from the corn.
Wait.
A man who looks like Michael Landon, but who's also made entirely of wheat and corn, emerges from the fields.
Life! I breathe the air. I live again.
It's Father.
Are you Michael Landon?
Fuck you! Don't you ever put the words Michael Landon in your mouth again. He is an angel. You are nothing.
He was a saint taken way before his time.
He was born in Queens on Halloween of 1936, and he died of...
Pancreatic cancer on July 1st,
1991. As I was saying, wait!
Don't drink my blood, corn father. I'm only a young milkman.
Listen, right, beautiful milkman. I've been afield now for 9 years. The prairie lords fill my guts with bugs and weeds in a way no man or woman will ever satisfy again.
That's how I started making rickshaw with produce bags, because I was sick of all the cotton.
The magic of the prairie seduced me fine indeed, but I was only tempted because literally nothing ever happens in the little house on the prairie.
I can't believe that. I can't believe all that. Some things must happen in the little house on the prairie.
Nothing happens.
Every day is boring.
This place sucks.
This place sucks.
Please burn the fields so we can all be released. Please.
One day, I was excited because I found a well. And that was it. That was my entire day. Our cows got caught in a fence. That was an entire plot of an arc of our television show.
Wait a second. You guys said that your mother had an accident. Was that a plot on the show?
I killed my wife just to do something.
Mother emerges from the field with a scythe sticking out of her back, covered in gore and corn.
Is someone mother? Oh,
is this me?
Oh, yeah.
It's so fucking boring that I won't even come back to life.
Father stabs her in the face with a corn stalk.
You see, I feel nothing.
So you guys became scary because the little house on the prairie was a dull television show?
I will kill a child just to smile. Anything but sitting on this porch excitedly waiting for the sun to go down, because it means we are one day closer to the sweet release of death. We don't think we can die.
I've heard enough. Y'all can come with me and my jalopy and bajunkle all the way down to my home. I'll show you all the beautiful sights of Sunday Farms, my pets, the cows, the jug trees that grow with the jugs, and Winston, the fine young man I made out of the flower sacks that'll marry one day if he can get his shit together and get himself a job. The family celebrates in a horrible Halloween town style group dance. They break out into a hastily put together song.
We can finally leave the little house on the prairie.
Maybe outside this horrid little place.
We can be alive to finally die.
You are making me not want to do this. The house springs to life just like in Pee Wee Herman.
What about me? Everyone will leave, and I am all alone.
How about we set you on fire?
Okay.
The children and the milkmen set the house ablaze and screams. They all get into milkman's big stinky jalopy and bajunkle down the road into the sunset. There's a rustling in the corn as it all burns to the ground. Michael Landon emerges.
Hi, I'm actually Michael Landon. I did not die in 1991. I'm still alive and working behind the scenes to stop Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton's pedophile armies of the deep state attempts to destabilize the heroic work of Holy General Donald J. Trump. But it turned out that I've been fooled by 14-year-olds on the internet. Every bit of what I read is absolute horseshit. I have wasted my life. So I, too, will burn with the little house on the prairie. This is a warning. Always be thoughtful about what you read on the internet. Be safe getting home tonight. Don't drink and drive. Also, turns out there's no heaven. Good night, folks.
All right, that is it. I hope you enjoyed those. I had a lot of fun putting them together and making them and going back and re-listening to those fun scripts. Once again, go to neverseenitshow.com and you can sign up for our Secret Santa. I'll be posting some graphics and stuff in the upcoming weeks, but go sign up for it now. We've had a lot of people join the past years. It's been a really good time. You will receive a gift from a movie or TV show you haven't seen that would make a lot more sense if you had seen it. And, you know, we keep it cheap. It's real fun. neverseenitshow.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day.